Just about everything is handled at the Chicago Board of Trade, from U.S. Treasury bonds to corn, wheat, and oats. Millions of dollars are made there every day. With that kind of pressure, folks on the floor are known to yell, curse, on occasion, even pray. Some of those prayers are uttered in a language few Americans understand. In Chicago, reporter Alex Helmick has that story.
There are a lot of stressful jobs at the Board of Trade, and being a runner is one of them. You collect receipts from traders on the trading floor. Then you take the little slips of paper back to your offices so they can be logged in to your company's computers. Sounds simple, but testy traders can make a runner's life hell. Trader Mike Signorelli explains.
Because everybody's dealing with, you're dealing with emotion and money, and you know, they want to tee off on somebody, and a runner is a great example.
Runners are usually young and won't do it for very long. The job has a high turnover rate. That's what makes Sonam Targhe so unique. He's 53, and he's been a runner for 13 years. And he used to be a Tibetan monk. That's Sonam's chanting. He says he relies on his face to keep him calm. As he walks the halls of the Board of Trade delivering receipts, he prays. He used to do those prayers at a monastery in Tibet and India, but he left after he fell in love with a young Tibetan woman. Deciding to start a new life, he came to America. Sonam needed work. He had a new wife in a new land, and a baby would soon arrive. And after a series of restaurant jobs didn't pan out, a friend got him a job at the Board of Trade. But the transition wasn't easy.
Sometimes you feel like a little sad or angry. Then I feel, oh, this is the business, you know, people angry, not for me, they're angry for their money, whatever.
Sonam's learned to survive in the chaotic world of the trading floor, but even a man with the temperament of a monk couldn't make his marriage last. He regrets his separation from his wife, but he doesn't regret leaving Tibet for the U.S.
I chose the right place. We have some problem, but 99% is good. So 1% is bad.
It was tough going from a monastery that was isolated from the rest of the world to downtown Chicago.
A little bit difficult, you know, you're not getting used to, everything's changing, you know, all the culture's different. But then, I mean, get used to it.
But in Sonam's apartment, it looks more like Tibet than the Windy City. It's draped with rich fabrics, bright colored rugs, and several pictures of the Dalai Lama. But he still learned to appreciate a few things in Western culture.
You don't have this in the monastery. This is a big TV.
This is huge. I like big screen.
Even though he has a big screen TV, he puts little priority on material items. And that's surprising for a guy who works at a place that only cares about money. Sonam says that stuff is just temporary. It's not that important.
Now, have you ever told that to one of these traders here?
No. I don't think they believe me. This is it, right?
Sonam's surroundings have certainly changed, Tibet to Chicago. But he says his heart, his soul, is the same. Still spiritual, still full of faith. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick in Chicago.